Hey friends, it's November 12th. Welcome to Pray Today. As we talked yesterday, it was Veterans Day. I hope that if you've not yet taken the opportunity to call up a veteran that you know that it would be a good time just to call them and thank them for their service. I did talk to you yesterday about Jesus being my favorite veteran, as I hope he is yours. And, you know, Jesus won the ultimate victory through defeating Satan by dying on the cross, but not just dying on the cross, by overcoming death, defeating death, and then living eternally. Today I want to talk a little bit more about thanking him for his sacrifice. And you think about Jesus being 100% God, 100% man. How that even works, don't ask me. It's a deep, deep theological thing. We know that Jesus was definitely God, God in human flesh, God's only son. We also know that Jesus experienced, and the Bible's very clear about this, that he experienced human emotion. He experienced what it was like to be a human. He experienced the entire human experience without the human sin. But we know that Jesus felt, and he felt deeply. We know that Jesus was tempted. And so those things that we go through with temptation, we know Jesus experienced heartache and loss. You know, many or most Bible scholars would agree that his father, earthly father, Joseph, his adoptive father, we would say, for 33 years, probably died, and that would have been a very difficult time for him in his life, whether that happened when he was a boy or not. We know the last we hear of Joseph was when Jesus was 12 years old and went to the temple with his family in Jerusalem. And so we know that Jesus had human emotions. We know that Jesus was not spared physical pain, and there was no physical pain that Jesus experienced that came close to him giving his life on the cross. The sacrifice that Jesus made, and we know that Jesus had the power. In fact, Jesus even told the Roman governor Pilate that he had the power to escape all of this. He even prayed to God that God would remove this cup from him, but he knew what God's plan was. And he surrendered his will, the man part of Jesus, to God's will, which was saying that something or someone was necessary to take as the final sacrifice the sin for all mankind. And that was Jesus. So to think about the sacrifice that he made, he had walked around and healed people. He had experienced what we would say in America was fame, or in our world today would say was fame. He was famous. People loved him. People were attracted to him. People can't wait to be around him. And some people wanted to be around him because he had something to give them, whether it be healing or love. And others recognized that he was the Son of God. There were others, though, who didn't understand that they were actually helping fulfill scriptures when they beat him beyond human recognition. We learn in the book of Isaiah that he was beaten beyond human recognition, that looking at Jesus, we wouldn't even know who he was because he was beaten so badly. He was tortured so badly before the crucifixion that Bible scholars, many of them, think that Jesus would have been in a state of shock before even being hung on the cross. I won't get into the details today about the severity of the flogging and beating, but Jesus gave a huge sacrifice. As I've said so many times in the church, it's easy to understand that Jesus gave his body for us, and the torture that he endured, and many of us, that's hard to think about. When I read the stories in the gospel of Jesus' beating and crucifixion, I sometimes feel sick to my stomach. It's bothersome, and it never is not bothersome to read about that, but I think it's necessary because we need to truly see the sacrifice he made. But not just the physical sacrifice. Imagine being God's son, always having the presence of God that you can feel all of the time, that you know that God is right there beside you. I can't say I've felt like that every moment of my life, but Jesus having the level of relationship with God that I can't even imagine. And then for God, who cannot be in the presence of sin, to turn his face from Jesus so that Jesus could take the sin of the world on his shoulders. As much as the physical pain was for Jesus, I can't imagine that it compared to the emotional pain of God having to leave his son for a moment while Jesus took the penalty for our sin. Let's thank God for that today. Jesus, what a sacrifice. You sacrificed your body for us, your blood, everything that you went through physically. But Lord, what you went through emotionally, I can't even wrap my head around. I know there have been a lot of people who have been severely beaten and abused and murdered, but nobody has taken the sin of the world on their shoulders the way you did. And Lord, to realize even a little bit of what that must have felt like is beyond my understanding. But Lord, I want to tell you thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.